Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Izzy Goldstein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Izzy Goldstein. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Stone moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Sullivan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sullivan. Stone scores. Webb goes all the way around to score. Walker moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Rogel catches it and throws to first to double up Funk. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Walker reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Schubel hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goldstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive towards left. Sullivan chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Sullivan. Davis moves to second. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self misplays the ball. That's an error on Self. Davis moves to third. Geringer moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Geringer scores. Stone moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Pat Carraway now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grube. Webb moves to third. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Schubel hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carraway for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goldstein hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Self is hit by the pitch. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Walker reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Blue moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shovel. Blue scores. Appling moves to third. Grubb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-3, Tigers. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Self takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Jones moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Evans now pitching. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self misplays the ball. That's an error on Self. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goldstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Schubel moves to second. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schubel. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehringer strikes out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Art Evans. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Goldstein covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hayes moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.